And that's popped up left side of the infield. Bregman drifting in the foul territory, drifting back toward fair territory, makes the catch, and that is the ball game.
Now, another Astros podcast.
The Houston Astros sweep a two-game series from the Atlanta Braves, winning this afternoon by a final of 4-2.
Well, it was a series that could have been overlooked easily by the Astros, could have come back to bite them, but they took care of business with timely hitting, good pitching once again by this Astros team, and now the first team in the major leagues to 23 wins.
Best start in Astros history as the Astros able to take both games in this series, joined now by the Lexus player of the game, Ken Giles, coming, joining us in the Astros dugout, picking up his ninth save this afternoon. Congratulations on the save and on the victory, Ken.
Hey, thanks, guys. We're feeling really good out there. We're just going to go out there and keep pounding that zone out. So we're just going to try to do as much as we can out there.
Hey, Ken, a little scary moment, because I've seen this happen enough times where it scares you. The comebacker, you stick your right paw, your pitching hand out there, and it looked like it got a couple of your fingers. Tell me what happened.
Nah, I just got one finger. It went numb for one pitch, and after that, it was
fine.
I could feel my finger just fine. It wasn't hit hard enough to affect my pitching whatsoever.
Okay.
Hey, what's the mood right now with this team? I mean, playing really good baseball, won three in a row, and now eight of the last 10. Everybody has to be feeling pretty good right now.
Hey, man, we're just having a great time out there. We're just going out there and having fun. That's the key to our success right now, and just having fun out there and enjoying every minute of it.
Ken, one last thing. You come in here, it's just two games at home, but you're playing the Atlanta Braves. The team's not playing very well. How easy would that have been for you guys not to take care of business and play subpar and maybe even lose two?
I mean, that's just not – we never thought of that. We just went out there and just went one pitch at a time, really.
Yep.
And just we just kind of wanted to take advantage of the two home stand, and we succeeded in our goal.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again on the save and on the team victory.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Well, a quick two-game homestand against the Braves, made the most of it, winning both games. And yesterday we saw it yet again, the two-out hitting. This team's hitting better with runners in scoring position and two outs and anybody else in baseball by a wide margin. What do you attribute that to?
I think we're content with the single. Sometimes those turn into doubles and extra base hits or homers, but for the most part, we're trying to take what the pitcher gives us, and a lot of those base hits are low. A lot of them are hit well, but I'm not seeing a lot of over swinging with guys in scoring position. That often leads to better bat control. Better bat control can direct the ball around the field, but we've been excellent with runners in scoring position. That trend continues. We'll score a lot of runs.
And you look at Carlos Correa's season so far in the first couple of weeks. It was, you know, hey, what's going on with Carlos Correa? Is it a slow start? What's happening? But now you look up, sitting .273, two doubles yesterday, now has 10 doubles in his last 14 games. And he's right about where you'd expect him to be at this point.
Yeah, you knew he would come around, and we expect so much out of this guy because of where he hits in our order, about who he is, his talent level. But he's able to produce in the critical moments. I think he's been very patient with his swing, staying with his game plan, staying with his approach. He's made a couple minor tweaks to make adjustments to different pitches. He's covering the whole field. You're seeing him hit the ball down the left field line yesterday. You've seen him hit the ball to right center, hit a home run to right last week. So dangerous hitter. The other side knows it, and when he warms up, he can carry a team.
You look at Joe Musgrove's outing, gave up just the two runs on the two solo home runs through six innings. But he really had to battle throughout that game, but was able to do a really good job.
He did. And he walked a couple guys, which is mostly can be attributed to him trying to execute pitches on the margin. And really what we want him to do, he'd been getting ambushed inside the strike zone so much and not being able to put away hitters. So their patience paid off to get a couple walks. But he got a couple double plays out of it. He hung in the game. He gave up the two home runs. He didn't cave and pout about it, and came back and gave us a nice outing, allowed us a chance to win.
Taking on a Yankees team over the next four games, and the team that's been playing really well up near the top of the American League like the Astros are. They're currently tied for first in the American League East. What have you seen from this Yankees team, just scouting them and just watching them from afar?
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, there's really not a hole on their roster. You know, they don't run a ton, but they've got presence, they've got power, they've got a little bit of youth that you're not used to seeing out of the Yankees with Sanchez and Judge and Hicks and some of the younger talent that they brought up here. But for the most part, they really mirror what we do. They put together good at-bats. They They execute a nice game plan. They have great matchups out of their bullpen. Their starters have been able to hand the balls to the bullpen with the lead a lot of times, and they've won some close games. So it's going to be a good series. It's two of the better teams in the American League so far, and obviously a big challenge for us.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Now batting number 99, J.J. Watt.
Come out to Minute Maid Park on Saturday, May 13th to see some of your favorite Houston Texans players swing for the fences at the 5th annual J.J. Watt Charity Classic. The J.J. Watt Foundation will host a home run derby and softball game between the offensive and defensive players from the Houston Texans. All proceeds from this family-friendly event will benefit the J.J. Watt Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit astros.com/JJ Watt.
Well, Lou Gregerson, I was looking at Golden Auctions just a while ago, and we're up to over $45,000 for the Eagle. Let's tell everybody what this is. Golden Auction, by the way, is G-O-L-D-I-N. Let's tell everybody what this is.
Okay, well, it's the Eagle from the Team USA gold medal championship win. It was my father-in-law's eagle that we just adopted as our unofficial mascot and brought along with us along the ride. And
how much does that thing weigh?
I would say it's probably 45, 50 pounds. I mean, it's heavy. It's a heavy, yeah. It's all like porcelain ceramic. Or something, ceramic, yeah. And so it's a heavy little piece, and I had all the guys from the team sign it, all the coaches sign it from the team, and now we're going to auction it off to benefit St. Jude's Research Hospital.
So people could go to goldenauctions.com and make their bid. And when does that bidding stop?
Okay, the bidding's already begun, so you can go on right now. And then it stops, I believe, on the 20th or 21st of May. And I think at that point it becomes a live auction for, like, the last day. So right now it's all silent. Just go in there, just sign up, register, make your bid if you'd like. And then on the last day it becomes a live auction for the stretch run. And hopefully it gets a little exciting down the stretch there.
It's pretty cool. We get to see it on top of the pitcher's mound when you guys were celebrating a lot of the stuff inside as well. Where was it sitting during the course of the game? So did you guys walk by and touch the bald eagle's head, or how did that go?
I don't know what the superstitions were for certain guys, but we had it on the bench the first game that we were in Miami, and we lost. So actually, that was the second game. So from that point on, we put it inside and just had it up in the clubhouse on a table or wherever we could display it. And it just came with us everywhere since then. And we packed it in a trunk, in one of the equipment trunks, and flew it out to California. And then on a flight home, I just wrapped it in a blanket, put a seatbelt on it on the plane, and flew it back to Florida.
There's a cool backstory to it. And USA Today had a great article today written by Bob Nightingale. And one of the reasons you wanted to give money back to St. Jude's was for cancer research. Your dad passed away in January. He was your hero.
Yes.
Tough season for you, just emotionally, not getting a chance just to even talk to him, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he's been there every step of the way since I was a kid, through my sporting career, whatever sport it may be. He's been a very big influence on me. Tremendous athlete himself, you know, never played at a level like this, but, you know, you could see the passion and determination he plays when he would be out there playing softball or any other sport, you know. And so he's been a big influence on the way I play the game, on the way I go about my business, and, you know, how I play baseball and the passion I bring to the game.
We always knew where your dad was because he'd always have your jersey on, whether it be Team USA or Astros jersey. It's just always fun to see him. And you mentioned him being a great athlete, but just a real strong, tough guy, too, that taught you a lot of things.
Yeah, he was, for those who met him, you know, the first time you'd meet him, you'd shake his hand, and you'd walk away the next, you know, later and be like, holy cow, like, that guy's got, like, an iron grip.
Yeah.
And it wasn't out of, you know, he wasn't trying to show anyone up or intimidate anybody. It's just how he grabbed your hand. You know, he was always taught to shake a firm handshake, and he's been worked with his hands his whole life, so his hands have gotten really strong. And he's a big guy, you know, he's a big guy in general, too, so... He was just a man's man, you know, went about his business that way, was loved and respected by a lot of people, and, you know, he's definitely missed.
Okay, last thing. This Yankee series of 4 games, and I'm sure from the outside a lot of people want to hype it up, but is there a little sense for you guys a chance of having some excitement in the second month of the season, whatever that might mean?
Absolutely. I mean, this is this series is just as important as any other one. Granted that we have, I think, the two best records in baseball at the moment,
right.
You know, so, you know, it's a lot of anticipation right now coming into it, thinking, you know, who's the better team or whatever it may be. So it's just as important as the rest of them. You know, we got to go out there and we got to compete like we do every day, you know, and at the end of the ninth inning or whenever the game ends, you know, we'll see who wins or who loses. Okay, you know, it's just a lot of baseball games.
Here we go. That's Luke Gregerson, relief pitcher for the Astros. Has done a great job for the last 3 years. Thanks for catching up.
I appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.